Well, I thought we would think about the breaking of bread, the communion service. Because Jesus asks us to focus particularly upon his death. I think that's because he knew that we all fear death.
耶稣知道我们都害怕死亡。
And we read, and we'll read it again, that because Jesus died for us, we don't need to fear death. Somebody like to read this? Because Jesus himself had our nature. So that through his death, he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery.
他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上免回祭。他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
Okay. So, it says here that because people fear death, they are in slavery, they are slaves. Because all the time people feel, what is my future? What will happen when one day it is my turn to die? And so, because Jesus died for us, and because we are connected with him, now there is no fear of death.
没有必要害怕死亡。
Because Jesus died and resurrected.
有耶稣的死后然后复活。
And we believe, therefore, that if we are baptized into him, we are connected with him, so as he rose from the dead, so will we.
我们通过受洗归入耶稣，我们从享受耶稣的死亡和复活。
So then he asks us to keep on remembering the simple fact that he died for us.
他需要我们记住就是耶稣因我们而死。
And we're going to do what he said, which is to remember his death. So Paul explains to us how we should remember his death.
保罗告诉我们如何记住他的死亡。
So, somebody want to read from verse 23 down to verse
28。我当传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢，就拨开，并说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍了。你们应当如此行，为了是纪念我。饭后他也照样拿起杯来说：‘这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。’” 你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。人应当自己审查，然后吃这饼、喝这杯。Thank
you. So we are to keep on and on and on remembering that he died for me.
我们要时刻记住耶稣因我们而死。Because
we cannot be passive to that.
Because
in a literal sense, somebody that we know died for us, they gave their life for us, we should always be remembering that.
从字面上意思来说，就是别人如果用我们阿斯，我们应该记住他。
And so Jesus asked us to take the bread and wine in memory of his death.
就是我们通过这些杯饼和喝红酒这些仪式来纪念他。
So then the bread represents his body.
就是他就是这个饼象征着耶稣的身体。
And the wine represents his blood.
就是红酒就是红色的，因为象征他的血液。
And he says.So whenever we do this, we proclaim his death. We are proud about his death. We show it out to other people.
对，向别人展示耶稣的死。
Just as you would, if you knew someone who had died for you, you would be proud of that person. You would worship them, they would be a great person in your life.
如果有人因你而死，你可能会记住他，然后把他当英雄一样看待。
And the danger is that we can forget.
就是问题是我们可能会忘记的。
We can forget that 2,000 years ago, as I said, on a day in April, on a Friday afternoon, on a hill near Jerusalem, this man died for me.
我们可能会记住就2000年的那个时刻，就是耶稣因我们而死。
Now, when we take that bread, it becomes, in a very small way, part of our body.
就是通过了杯饼，然后吃了饼，就是感觉耶稣在我们体内。
And it shows that he has become part of us.
成为我们的一部分。
And he says that the cup represents the new covenant, the new promises that are made to us in his blood.
就是这杯是用我的血所立的新约。
Now that's a wonderful idea that God has made promises to us.
就是主耶稣给予了我们许诺。
And to prove that He is serious about His promises, Jesus died for us and gave us His blood.
耶稣为我们而死，他的血液成为我们就是感觉特别就是重要的。
Now we shouldn't need really for God to have to prove that He is reliable, that He is going to do what He promised.
我们就不是一定要就是强求去证明就是耶稣可能就是应我们而死。
But this is what God has done. He said, "Okay, I promise to give you eternal life. And just in case you doubt me."My son will die, and his blood will be the proof that I am serious.
就是他可能就是用这个，就是这个血，可能就是能够见证，就是耶稣，就是因我们而死。因为他这个，他在这里，他的就是血的话，可能就是一个象征意，不是他就不认为就是耶稣的，因为有些就是像罗马天主教他们那边就是认为这东西直接就是他的血液，其实我们认为是一个象征的。
So God is trying to persuade us.
就是让我们就是他劝我们。
He's not saying, well, if you want, this is what you can have. If you want eternal life, you can have it. He's trying to persuade us to believe.
对，他就是劝我们就是相信他。
So then, I understand if we promise God something, but God has promised us something.
我们向上帝就是许诺了一些事情，上帝也向我们许诺了一些事情。
That's amazing. Why should he do this? This is absolute grace.
他为什么这样做？这是就是恩典。
Just pure kindness. Pure kindness from God.
就是仅仅就是出于就是好心。
But he just decided, I will create a wonderful future for those people. Everlasting life.Everything they want, just because I want to be generous to them.
他就是想为这些人创造更好的未来，永恒的生命。
Now, we are all very cynical.
我们就是很世俗。
Because if somebody comes up to you on the street and says, "Free,
啊，有些人到了洛河，然后跟你说。
$1,000。
$1,000。
Free computer。
就是免费电脑。
We don't believe it。
我们并不相信这些。
Because we know they want something from us。
我们知道他从我们想得到什么。
And so, when we come to read the Bible, and God and Jesus are saying, "Look, I want to give you everlasting life," we kind of are a bit cynical about this because we never had such experience in our lives.
就是他可能就是耶稣可能会说，我给你永恒的生命，他可能不像我那样世俗。
The good news is almost too good to believe.
就是好的事情，就是有可能有人会相信，信仰他这一些。
They think there must be some trick, there must be some clever scheme that is there. But no, it's just as good as it sounds.
对，他可能就不会像那些傻那些可能有诡计，然后可能会得到，然后就是他就是无条件的给我们。
Now in John chapter 6, Jesus talks again about the bread. Should we read from verse 48 down to 58?
48
to
58. From 48 to 58.
Somebody like to read it? 48 to 58, John 6.
我就是生命的粮。你们的祖宗在旷野里吃过吗？吃过吗？那还是什么？这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就饥。我是从天上降下来生命的水，人若吃这粮，就永远不成，就必永远不饿。我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为神之生命所赐的。因此犹太人彼此争论说，这个人怎能把他的肉给我吃呢？耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，你如果不能吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你的里面。吃我肉、喝我血的人，就有永生。在末日，我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。吃我肉、喝我血的人，藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。有我的父怎样差我来，又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人，也要因我活着。这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过那般，还是死了。
Thank you. So when Jesus talks about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, he clearly has reference to this bread and wine that we're going to take now.
就是他指别人吃他的肉和喝他的血，就是现在就是指这些面包和红酒。
So what does it mean that we have eternal life?
我们有永恒的生命。
Because we are going to die.
我们将会死亡。
I think what it means is that we can live the kind of life that we're going to live forever and ever in God's kingdom, and we can start living that life today.
就是我们会用那种方式，就是一直持续我们的生命。
So, if we live the eternal life, we will live in kindness and forgiveness, in gentleness, all the sort of things we're going to show forever and ever and ever in God's kingdom.
如果我们相信这些，我们就可能会得到很多很好的品质，例如宽恕很多的，然后就是直到永远。
But if now we live a selfish life, we live without kindness, with hardness and harshness to other people, then we're not going to live like that forever. So we're not living the kingdom life if that's how we live.
就是我们可能现在的生活方式有时候很自私、很残酷，对别人可能很尖刻。就是这种方式不会持久的，不会永恒的。
So I think Jesus means here that.His death is to be our special inspiration.
就是他的死亡可能对我们就是让我们充满了灵感。
We take this bread and wine to remind ourselves of that.
我们通过就是喝的红酒来记住它。
And bit by bit, gradually, the life of Jesus, the example of Jesus, the mind of Jesus comes inside us.
就是通过吃一小块的，然后让耶稣的思想和东西都进入我们体内。
That's a process.
这就是它的过程，就是一小块一小块的。
Gradually we change.
最终我们会改变。
Even our body language changes.
可能我们就是内心可能会都会改变的。
Because we have Him as our model.
他就要成为我们就是里面的一个成立。
Now many people have followed men.
许多人会跟随他。
But they always got disappointed in the end.
他们可能最终会感觉失望。
May have been an ideology. It could have been political leader, military leader.
对啊，可能会跟随这些什么意识形态的和这些政治家，很多这些人。
But in the end, there's always some weakness in that person.
但是那个人他的内心有可能有弱的一面。
And we're disappointed.
我们感到很失望。
And yet in Jesus, we have the only person whom we will never be disappointed in.
可能我们对耶稣是永远不会失望的。
And this is why I said we should read the Bible every day, not like in some religions.Like mechanically, you open the book, okay, I read it. No, to read so that we come to understand Jesus and imagine how he was.
这就是他为什么让我们每天都阅读圣经，不像就是有些宗教一样，然后他们每天有固定的仪式，就这几一段时间，然后可能把圣经打开，然后看一下，然后就关掉了，成为一种就是很一种习俗了。在西方国家，像那些天主教，他们都是。
I suggest you read something from the Gospels, the Gospel records, every day.
通过了福音记录。
So that you start to feel how he would have felt.
可以知道他的感觉。
That's why it's good if you can get those little Bibles, pocket Bibles, and carry it on you all the time.
他就希望有那些很便携那些小的，然后带着。
People always say, I don't have time. Yeah, I'd like to do that, but I don't have time.
可能有时候说，然后我工作太忙了，没有时间去阅读。
But I always say, you can find time for what you want to find time for.
如果你愿意，你可能因为从了时间都总是能挤出一段时间。
Just have that Bible with you, and you've got even half a minute, 30 seconds. Okay, open it, read.And get some ideas, some oil in your lamp, some ideas in your head.
对，可能就是在就是你乘车或者那几十秒或者一有空就拿出来看，总是每天都能挤出时间的。
Because insofar as we have, we just read in John, Him in us, we have the eternal life.
对，耶稣在我们内，然后让我们有永恒的生命。
So then.We eat and we get hungry again.
我们吃，但是还感觉到饿。
But if we eat of Jesus,
但是吃了耶稣。
Every time we eat, there is a permanent change for the better.
将会有那个永久的改变。
He says that this is the food that really satisfies.
我们可能对这个食物感到很满意。
Physically, we eat, and within a few hours, we have to eat again and again and again and again.
可能吃过然后一段时间，然后我们可能会继续的。
He seems to be saying that, in a spiritual sense, if we eat him, then this gives us permanent strength.
对，可能他的不是说物质上的，可能是说就是精神上的，在这种方面给我们就是那个持久的力量。
So let's read together some of the records of the crucifixion.
就是阅读耶稣就是受难时的。
Right, let's read from, this is John 19. Let's read from verse 17. Let's read from verse 17 to verse 24. Would you like to read that, 17 to 24?
17到24。
他们就把耶稣带了去，耶稣背着自己的十字架出来，到了一个地方，名叫骷髅地，希伯来语叫各个，他们就在那里钉他在十字架上，还有两个人和他一同钉着，一边一个，耶稣在中间。比拉多又用牌子写了一个名号安在十字架上，写的是犹太人的王拿撒勒人耶稣。有许多犹太人念这名号，因为耶稣被钉十字架的地方与城相近，并且是用希伯来、罗马、希利尼三样文字写的。犹太人的祭司长就对比拉多说，不要写犹太人的王，要写他自己说我是犹太人的王。比拉多说，我所写的我已经写上了。兵丁既然将耶稣钉在十字架上，就拿他的衣服分为四份，每兵一份，又拿他的礼衣。这件礼衣原来没有缝，是上下一片织成的。他们就彼此说，我们不要撕开，只要研究看谁得着。这要应验经上的话说，他们分了我的外衣为我的礼衣研究。丁丁果然做了这事。
Thank you. Verse 17. Jesus went out carrying his own cross.
就是耶稣背着十字架。
You might know there's four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they all record the same incidents, but in different aspects of the same history.
就是约翰那个四个福音里面都是说不同的角度来展示耶稣的。
Now in the other Gospel, it says that Jesus carried his cross, but it was too heavy for him. And there was a guy called Simon, and they said, hey, you come here. And Simon carried the cross, but here it says that Jesus carried the cross.
就是说耶稣背着十字架，就是十字架可能很重，就是像上午邓肯举的那例子，他背着十字架就那样走的。
Now there's no contradiction there.
这点并不矛盾。
He went out carrying his own cross.But actually, it was too heavy for him.
对，就是背的十字架很重。
Now, Jesus suffered.
耶稣受着承受。
So that he could truly empathize with all our feelings.
他可能就是特别强调他的feeling，他的感觉。
Let's make it an English lesson.Difference between sympathize and empathize.
他就现在就是想就是说这两个词的区别，一个是 sympathize， empathize， 一个就是同情，一个就是能够自己不能感受到，然后别人的痛苦；另一个就是他能够感受到别人的那个痛苦。
Sympathize is when I feel sorry for you.
对，他这个 sympathize 意思就是他只是对他的所经历的一切感到遗憾。
Empathize is where I can say I had exactly your situation. I absolutely know how you feel.
Empathize 这个单词就是他以前曾经就是感受过他的有他的这种经历过程，他可以完全从他的角度来感受。
So like, I can't empathize with a woman in the pain of labor of having a child because I'm a man.I can sympathize with her, but I can't empathize.
就是他现在就是说，可能女人生孩子的时候，然后他可能就是能够体验到，他不能够体验到，因为他是男人的，不能体验到他的痛苦。但是他可以就是对他感到有点同情一样的，可能就是要用 sympathize， 不能用那个单词了。
Now Jesus suffered so much so that he really can say to each of us, I know basically what you're going through.
对，但耶稣他可能够，他能感受我们所经历的一切。
Now, we all want a friend.
我们都想成为朋友。
We all want somebody who really can empathize with us.
我们都想让别人就是能感受我们。
And people spend their life searching for that person. You never find it in the end.
可能我们有些人就是花一生的精力去寻找吧，但都没有寻找到。
Even if you find the best partner, the best husband or the best wife,
可能你会寻找到一个好的那个丈夫或者是妻子。
They can't empathize completely.
他也不能完全就是能体验到你的所经历的一切。
For example, I was 32 years old when I met my wife.
他32岁时，他遇到他的妻子。
And I can explain to her all the things that happened in those 32 years.
他可能向他解释，就是他这些年来就是所经历的一切。
But some of them I forgot.
可能有些会忘记的。
And she wasn't there.
他不在那边。
So even in the best human relationship,
可能就是最好的就是人类的关系。
You never get 100% empathy.
你可能不能100%的能够感受到对方。
You might think, ah, but with my child.
你就是他孩子。
Well, no, because the child wasn't with you until you had that child. That child didn't know your life, didn't walk with you every meter that you walked until you came to the age when you had the child.
这个孩子他不可能就是一直让与你行走，他说耶稣带着可以我们行走的。
And one day you will die, and your child goes on living.
有一天我们总是死去的，然后孩子会离开的。
And so you are not with the child in that period, at the end of the child's life.
对，这个妻子，这个孩子一段时间，你可能就是没有他了。
So there is always this, this loneliness in human experience.
可能人类感觉就会体验到，感觉自己很孤独。
And this thing about please understand me, please can somebody understand me?
他想希望就是别人能理解他的苦心。
And the ultimate answer to all that is because Jesus suffered so much that he can directly empathize with every one of our problems and situations.
就因为耶稣他所经历的这一切这些苦难，所以让他能够感受到我们所有人所经历的一切。
Now, I've met radical feminists.Who say, I can't believe in Jesus because he's a man. I need a woman.
他可能遇见那些女权主义者，他们认为就是他们不信耶稣，因为耶稣是个男人。
I've met black people who say, I can't have a white man as my savior, a Jew as my savior. It's got to be a black guy so he can understand me.
可能黑人就说，耶稣是个白人，然后他是个犹太人，他需要一个黑人的像耶稣，他不需要一个白人的耶稣。
And the Arabs say the same. They don't want a Jew.
其他人他们也说，他们不希望一个犹太人。
Now, I understand all that.
他能理解这些。
That makes sense. All those objections make sense to me.
这些反对都是有用的。
But the unique thing about Jesus.
但是耶稣的唯一的特性。
The unique thing about Jesus is that he really suffered so much.That he does understand exactly how the black man feels, how the white man feels, how the woman feels, how the man feels, everything.
但是耶稣能够感受到就是所有的各种肤色的人种。
So when we study the record of his crucifixion, his sufferings,
就是感受到就是耶稣他在受难的过程中。
We see in him there something similar with us.
他所就是受难的那些过程中经历的苦难，跟我们许多中间，我们他都能体验到的。
So, we read that Jesus went out carrying his cross, but in the other gospel it says that it was too heavy for him. He just could not carry it.
对，这一段就是耶稣背着十字架出来，和一段福音中里面也提及到耶稣就是也背着十字架，感觉特别重，是不毛的。
And that is exactly how.We have all felt at times where we say, honestly, I cannot further go with this situation or this problem. I am at the finish, I am at the limit of my mental, my physical strength. I cannot go on with this.
有些人可能就认为我因为我自己的凭我的体力或者我的意志方面就是对这一切我不能忍受了。
And in those moments, Jesus knows how we feel.
耶稣就是我们不能忍受这一时刻，耶稣可能他也能感受到我们这种状况。
Verse 23 and 24. Then they crucify Jesus, and the four soldiers sit by the cross, and they start gambling with a dice.
那些人就是他们坐在就钉耶稣的时候，他们就是拿着那些骰子，在那些偷那些东西，就跟赌博一样的样。
They split up his clothes.
他们把他那个衣服就是分开了。
I want that. Now I want that.
他们说我想要这一块，那个人说我想要那一块。
Who's gonna have his sandals?
谁会得到他的那个衬？
This is amazing that about 1 meter away from the death of the Son of God, there are guys just sitting there gambling and worrying. I want the sandals. I want that.
人子将即将就是死亡那些人，然后就在边上还赌博那些。
And that's how it is. That despite the fact that Jesus died for us, we are all caught up with this petty materialism on a very small scale.
我们可能耶稣为嘛死，我们可能感觉的有时候认为这没有什么很小的一件事情。
Let's read from verse 25.
站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲与他母亲的妹妹并格罗巴的妻子玛利亚和抹大拉的玛利亚。耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。这事儿以后，耶稣知道各样的事儿已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说：“我渴了。”
The fact that Jesus suffered with his mother right next to him, and he sends his mother away, is just so tragic.
就是他母亲看到耶稣受难的过程，会感觉就是是很悲剧的。
It says that immediately the disciple, that's John, took Mary away.
就是他就是把 Mary 然后带走了。
So I imagine Jesus on the cross, it's like on the cross, and there's his mother.With John, and then John takes Mary, and they go away.
就约翰就是把那个玛丽带走了。
And Jesus would have watched them walking away.
然后耶稣看到他们离去。
But I'm sure that Mary, because she was only human, I'm sure she turned around for one last time to look back at him.
她可能就是会回头就是瞟一眼的。
And so, if you have suffered in your life broken relationships,
可能如果在你生命中，如果你要经历这一切
，Well, I think that was the ultimate broken relationship.
那这可能就最终就是那个关系会彻底断绝了。
And in the pain of broken relationships,
对，这就是为这个他们关系的负担。
Just know that Jesus knows because he he went through it in the most tragic way.
就是最悲剧的方式。
And I think it gets more tragic when you look at verse 26. He says to his mother, Woman, look at your son.
他现在就是称问他的母亲就是那个就是妇人。
And then he says to John,
对约翰说
Look at your mother.
看看你的母亲。
I think what he's saying here is, woman, that's his mother, he's your son now, not me anymore, this John, he's your son, and John, she's your mother. He's like giving his mother away to John.
对，他可能就是与他那个母亲断绝了关系，就是跟那母，对他母亲说呢，他母亲是妇人，然后就说，对着约翰说，这是你的母亲，对，然后对着他母亲说，约翰是你的儿子。
And that's, I think, why he calls his mother woman. It's strange. You don't call your mother woman.
他然后就是耶稣直接称那个玛利是那个妇人，感觉有点那个奇怪吧。
I think he's saying, look, mother, I'm leaving now.
就是母亲，我要离开了。
And I give you to John. John is now your son instead of me.
对，他现在可能会。普通人可能会说，然后他把就是母亲交给约翰照料了。
Don't forget, he was in terrible pain at this time.
这时候他也跟我们一样，就是感觉到很心痛。
Every word that he spoke was very difficult.
他所说的每一句话都很难说出口的。
So then, let us.But we needn't think that we are completely alone with all our sadness and suffering.
当我们感觉就是感觉特别悲伤的时候，我们感觉特别就是自己孤单。
We may think nobody knows exactly how I feel.
可能我们自己心里想就是没有人能体验到我们所经历的一些。
That's true.
这是真的。
Maybe nobody on this earth does know how you feel.
可能在这地上真的没有人体验到。
Because nobody walked with you every, you know, every meter of your life. No one was with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Nobody knows completely how you feel.
唯有别人的时刻就是同你行走。
But man is not alone because in heaven there is Jesus and he does know exactly how we feel.
因为在天上的耶稣会就是他能感受我们的一切。
Right, okay, let's read verse
28-29。后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说：“我渴了。”有一个器皿盛满了醋，放在那里，他们就拿海蓉蘸满了醋，绑在牛膝草上，送到他口。耶稣尝了那醋，就说：“成了。”便低下头，将灵魂交付了神，交付神。
By the way, verse 29, they put a sponge of a hyssop. I don't know how it is in Chinese. This plant, you know?
对，然后他就把那个海蓉那个就蘸着东西，就是我们之前就是那个跟沙发上一样那个棉那个海绵的，对。
I don't know how it translated in Chinese, but that hyssop, that English hyssop.That's only about 50 centimeters long at the maximum.
在他们那边最长的可能就是30厘米吧。
So from that you can work out that Jesus was not very high up.
耶稣并不很高。
Because they could put this sponge in his mouth on the hyssop, which was 50 centimeters.
他们都是就是说明个子不是很高，他们可以直接就是塞给他的。
So the idea that there is in Roman Catholicism and a lot of these churches that Jesus was right up on a cross, very high up. You know how Roman Catholics build, if you have them here, build these huge crosses, and Jesus is right up there. It's not right.
罗马天主教那些人，他们可能就是认为耶稣很高大，所以他们就是每次树立那些像的耶稣，看到那些雕塑，耶稣都是很高、很高、很大的。
I mean, the word translated cross is just the word tree. I mean, they did this on a tree.
他认为就是原始的圣经里面关于就是那个现在我们翻译的十字架那个意思，可能在就是他们原就是这些圣经的那个原文的可能就是一棵树的意思。
So this piece of wood was just a tree. So Jesus is not, as it were, not that far away from us. The crucifixion of Jesus, we can relate to. He was not that far away.
对，我们完全可以依靠耶稣，他并离我们并不是那样远。
Don't forget that Mary could hear the words that he said, and John could hear the words that he said.
就是约翰和玛丽都，他们都可以就是听到他所说的。
And then he says, verse 30, it is finished.
就是他就是说成了，就是他生命没了。
It seems to me that Jesus gave his last breath. He knew that this was the last breath in his lungs.
他知道就是他将断气了。
So he had it. He knew this is my last breath.
他知道这是他就是最后一呼吸，最后一呼吸。
And he gave it when he said, "It is finished."
然后就说了一句成了。
So that shows his self-control.
这就是说明他能够自己能控制。
So when you and me in our weakness,
当我们感到自己很弱的时候，
we want to show, we need to show self-control.
我们应该就是能够展现就是自我控制。
You can think of him there.
我们就应该想到耶稣当时的心情。
There's one last thing I want to say. And it is that the record says that Mary and those women were standing by the cross of Jesus.
站在耶稣十字架旁边。
Now the You know, people criticize the Bible. And one of the criticisms of the Bible is that under Roman law,
就通过罗马的律法,
you were not allowed to stand next to the cross.
就是你不能就是离那个十字架太近。
There was a big crowd of people here.
很多人群就是在那附近。
And they watched.
注视着。
And there was a big gap here.
他们中间有个很大的就是距离。
And there were four soldiers that stood here.
四个那个兵士站在那边。
So how did it happen? That Mary and those women were standing next to the cross.
这就是玛丽和那个约翰，他们怎么可能站得离那么近？
Because in Roman law,
因为在罗马的律法，
it was written that if somebody stood by the cross of a crucified person, like in solidarity,
如果人离靠的，就是受刑者离的靠的特别近的话，就是感觉一种团结。
Then they also could be crucified.
就是可能就当作同犯者，也可以就是将他钉死。
So I imagine that Mary and these other women and John, they were in the crowd, so they saw Jesus crucified and they walked out of the crowd.
他们看到耶稣时，他们可能会就是离开了一片的。
And they walked up and they stood next to the cross.
然后到那个十字架的旁边的。
And all the crowd would have been laughing and shouting at them.
人群就可能就是高喊。
And I think that's actually why Jesus says to his mother, sort of like, go away.
这就是耶稣为什么就是让跟他母亲说，然后离开的原因。
Because he knew that they could crucify her.
就是可能那些兵士可能也会将他母亲钉死。
But we really are in the same position. We each one are looking now at the cross of Jesus.
我们可能也在那种情形下，然后向十字架耶稣。
And we are motivated by him there to come out from the crowd.
就我们受他的激励。
To walk across this no man's land.
就是进入那些无人区域。
You know what I mean? No man's land.
就是没有人的地方，对，进去无人的、无人区的。
To identify with him.
就是确认他。
So I don't care if I die. I don't care. I will stand with him.
我就是一点也不，都是现在已经不在意了。
You can laugh at me, you can shout at me, you can mock me, this whole crowd. I don't care now.
你也可以高喊，然后嘲笑我，他都不在意了。
So when we're baptized, when we take the bread and wine, we are making that identification with him.
我们通过受洗，然后就是杯饼和喝红酒，就是耶稣一起。
So then, remember we read that we should examine ourselves, and so take the bread and take the cup.
我们可能就是对自己进行自省，在那个杯饼。
That's what we do. We think about him there.
就是想象当时的情景。
And quite naturally, this leads to self-examination.
对，是我们就是反省，我们就是当时就是想到他的情景，就是有助于我们的自我反省。
So let's just have a moment in silence to think about the crucifixion of Jesus.
现在让我们想象一下他的受难时情景。
So then, this bread represents the body of Jesus.
就是这块蛋糕代表耶稣的体。
So let's thank God for it.
感谢他。
Dear God, we thank you for this bread in which we see the symbol of the body of Jesus. Can I translate?
就是感谢耶稣。
We ask you, God, to forgive us for all our sins because of Jesus.
请耶稣宽恕我们所有的罪过。
We pray that He might become a real part of us.
就是祈祷耶稣将成为我们的一部分。
We pray that we might really eat of this bread and live forever.
我们真正吃了这块面，我得到永生。
Please send Jesus back soon.
请让耶稣快速回来。
We love you.
来。
Although we are so weak, but we love you.
放着我们。
In the name of Jesus.
耶稣的名。
Amen. So we eat this as the symbol of the body of Jesus. Let's thank God for this, this wine that represents the blood of Jesus. Our Father, who is in heaven, through Jesus, we thank you for this wine.
感谢耶稣赐给我们的。
We thank you for this wine that represents his blood.
我们知道这红酒代表着耶稣的血液。
And we see in this wine your promise to us of eternal life and forgiveness.
在这红酒，在这酒里，你给我们承诺永恒的生命和宽恕。
And we pray that you will wash us from all our sins in His blood.
你们将清洗我们的罪。
And we pray that very soon Jesus will come again, and we will do this again with Him in His kingdom.
我们祈祷耶稣快速归来，建立他的王国。
Father, please help us to remember Jesus more, to think about his death more.
请记住我们。
To think about your love and your grace.
记住你的爱和恩典。
And help us, please, to believe it.
请帮助我们。
In the mighty name of Jesus.
以全能耶稣的名。
Amen. So that we drink this cup as a symbol of the blood of Jesus that we've connected with. So shall we close with a prayer? Somebody, one of you like to pray? Donald, would you like to pray in Chinese?
Okay. 我们全能的父，感谢你给我们这个机会，让我们全体聚集在上海，学习圣经。我们将为 Vivian 和我们四位受洗的兄弟姐妹祈祷，愿他们继续学习圣经，在耶稣的照亮下，逐渐成长成虔诚的基督教徒。明天我们将离开，希望我们所有的人一路平安。奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。